The field of mental health counseling is growing rapidly, and Richmond Graduate University can equip you with everything you need as a licensed professional counselor while integrating your faith into your clinical practice. Programs are offered in Atlanta, Chattanooga, and online. Apply today at richmont.edu. That's richmont.edu.
I'm Earlonne Woods.
I'm Nigel Poor. We're the hosts and creators of Ear Hustle from PRX's Radiotopia.
Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast.
In this next season, we've got stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells,
about residents in a women's prison who say they want to stay there,
and the most beautiful prison garden. Earlonne, I will never forget it.
Ear Hustle, stories about life on the inside told by those who live it.
Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
For Wednesday, August 4th, 2021, it's The Brief from WABE. I'm Martha Dalton in for Jim Burris. Some Georgia senators have made the first strategic move to replace Fulton County's election board with one run by the state. But Democrats are watching closely and may be contemplating moves of their own. On this excerpt of the Political Breakfast podcast, Republican State Senator Brandon Beach and Fulton County Commission Chair Rob Pitts talk about what's unfolding. Senator Beach responds first to the question, how do you sell a takeover of Fulton's election process by the state to average voters in Georgia?
Well, you know, you talk about hearing from the people. That's what got me involved in this. I've had my cell phone on my website and on my state page since I was elected 10 years ago, and I didn't get any calls. Even during the heartbeat bill and some really tough issues, my phone never rang. After November 3rd, my phone blew up. It rang, and people were concerned. People sitting around the kitchen table, like you said, what happened? I went to bed, and Trump won, and I got up, and it was just the opposite. They were frustrated. They were asking questions, and the phone rang. So I can just tell you, it is top of mind on my constituents in District 21 because my phone rang. They ask questions. Fulton County has had a chronic problem for a long, long time. And you had absentee ballots and you had drop boxes and so on and chain of custody. It just got worse. I've been here 27 years. And if you have two city council races, you don't get your results till 2 a.m. And that's unacceptable. And I would say that happened in Broward County and Dade County back in 2000. And I hate to use the word takeover, but we need to support Fulton County or help them or give them the resources to get their house in order so that they can have results back by 9:30 at night like they do now in Broward and Dade County. We should be able to do the same thing. Back in 2000, those two counties down in Florida were the laughing stock of the country. This last election, we're the laughing stock of the country when we found 4,000 votes 2 weeks later in Floyd County. That's unacceptable. We've got to do a better job of that. We should have our results done by 11 p.m. on the election night. We should know the results of the election, in my opinion. We have the ability to do that, and there's no reason we can't do that.
The problems began in 2020, first of all, when the Secretary of State, our distinguished Secretary of State, changed the election date 2 or 3 times. We never knew when we were going to have an election, first of all. Number one, he also made a decision to send out probably 10 million, unheard of, 10 million absentee ballots. And we were deluged with those absentee ballots. And number three, the biggie at that time, well, before we get to the big one, new voting machines. No one had any experience with those machines. And then lastly, on top of all that, COVID hit us. But in spite of all of that, I think Fulton County did a great job. But because of COVID, we were all set to go. COVID hit, we had the precincts in place, we had workers in place. Literally, days or a week before election day, places that had agreed to allow us to use them as polling places, they pulled out for fear of COVID. So what did that mean? That meant that we had to scramble around to find new polling places at the last minute. Park Tavern is a good example. Number two, the poll workers that we had. Many of them, in fact, 4 or 5 out of every 7 that we had decided at the last minute they weren't going to work because of COVID. We scrambled around to find the workers, and we did. new machine, new equipment. For the first time, people were using it. In spite of all of that, we did a great job, in my judgment. In fact, after the election, the distinguished, I say that, the distinguished Secretary of State himself and his folk all came out and said that Fulton County did a great job. So what I'm concerned about and what I'm confused about is his statements then and his statements now. So which one is it, Mr. Secretary? You can't have it both ways. I understand politics as well as anybody. I understand and I love hardball politics, and that's what this is.
Senator Beach, this momentum, you know, started by your colleagues, are you on the same message? Are you touting the same message at this point? And do you see a need for you to come together and, you know, come with one concerted effort?
We will come together with a concerted effort. But I will tell you this, that I've tried to steer away from using the word takeover and say we need to have resources and help Fulton County and help them get their act together and get their house in order so that we have confidence in the election system, don't have lines out the door. We have the possibility of having 19 days of early voting. We have Saturday voting, Sunday voting. So I just think that we need to make sure we have the guardrails in place to have good, safe, secure, and confident elections for our citizens in Fulton County.
I have heard from many Republican representatives and senators whose names have not been mentioned in the paper who don't agree with everything that's going on about this takeover. So you'll begin to hear more about them. So I think the reasonable people are going to speak up. The Secretary of State is in a tough situation. So it's really political for him. He fell out of favor with then President Trump and his crowd. And now he's trying to recover to do anything that he can to curry favor with them. So what do? You attack the most populous county in the state of Georgia, and that's what he's doing. I understand that. It's not working. He's going to lose no matter what he does.
The U.S. Senate continues consideration of a $1 trillion infrastructure bill that could mean a large investment of federal dollars in Metro Atlanta. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen was in town today to tout the spending as a way to repair the foundations of the economy. Emil Moffett reports.
Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms welcomed Yellen to town, noting that she is the third cabinet secretary to visit the area in the last week.
I don't remember that happening. Not recently, anyway. So we are grateful for the support.
Yellen met with Atlanta area business leaders and families who've benefited from relief aid. She also acknowledged that others are still waiting.
Most state and local governments didn't have agencies that did this kind of work, and the delays partly reflect the difficulties they have in starting up something new.
She says the bipartisan infrastructure bill makes investments in transit, clean energy, and high-speed internet, which Yellen says is now a crucial public utility.
My largest concern is not what are the risks if we make these big investments. It is what is the cost if we don't.
Yellen says the Biden administration plans to pay for the spending by reforming the tax code, shifting more of the burden onto the highest-earning Americans. Emil Moffett, WABE News.
Just a day after the school year began in Clayton County, a positive COVID-19 test is impacting staffing, attendance, and bus routes. Alex Helmick has more.
In a statement, Clayton County Public Schools didn't say where the person who tested positive for COVID worked or attended, but said all families have been or will be contacted. Those impacted will have to quarantine for 10 days. The school district says it is working with the county's health department to make sure classrooms and other areas remain sanitized and meet safety protocols. The news comes after a number of staff members at Point South Middle School had to quarantine this week. The school had transitioned to remote learning as well. For future incidents or outbreaks, district officials say they'll make decisions on a case-by-case basis following guidance from government officials. Alex Helmick, WAB News.
And also in Clayton County, Clayton State University is the latest Atlanta college or university to use federal pandemic relief funds to clear student balances. CSU says it used more than $6 million it received from the American Rescue Plan to help students clear debt from March 2020 forward. Officials say the move helped almost 6,000 students, allowing them to remain enrolled for fall semester. And Clayton State joins Morehouse, Spelman, and Clark Atlanta in using stimulus money to erase student debt. That's it for The Brief. You can find more local news at WABE.org. I'm Martha Dalton, in for Jim Burris. Thanks for listening.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.
The Gold Dome Scramble podcast is now Plugged In, a WABE politics podcast. New name, same in-depth, on-the-ground reporting from us, WABE politics reporters Sam Greenglass and Raul Bally. We'll cover local, state, and national politics as we go beyond the headlines with journalists, voters, and politicians. New episodes drop Fridays starting April 26th. Listen and subscribe at WABE.org or your favorite podcast platform.